From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning. Hey, Mike, fun fact about Tim Scott.
Mm.
Used to be a financial advisor.
Well, it's hope for you yet, isn't it? Now, Kiwi property.
Kiwi property. Yeah, big week, Mike, following this week, following big budget last week. So we've got the Reserve Bank tomorrow. Fun and excitement never stops in my world, Mike, but that's all for tomorrow. I want to look at local results and announcements today. Now, look, we know business conditions are tough. We know margins are being squeezed. We know companies are paying less tax. I just want to look through a few updates we got out yesterday, and the first one was Kiwi Property Group. Now, last week, Mike, we spoke briefly about Argosy Property. Now, Kiwi Property Group's another listed property company. So for investors, these listed property vehicles are key ways that they achieve, you know, property exposure in investment portfolios. Now, Kiwi has a mixed property portfolio. So it has the shopping precincts, which are sort of reasonably well known, places like Sylvia Park, Lynn Mall, The Base. It's got office assets as well, Vero Centre, ASB Northwood. So a sort of a mixed property portfolio. $3.2 billion worth of property. The market capitalisation of Kiwi is $1.4 billion. Now, last week, we noted Argosy had reported a lower valuation of its property portfolio, but it had revealed strong rental growth. That combination very much echoed in the Kiwi property result. What we refer to as adjusted funds from operation, that's up a very healthy 16.1%. There were some one-offs in there. Net rental income, here's the strength, up 13%. Operating profit up 11.3%. So shoppers have been very busy at the shopping precincts, $1.7 billion worth of sales at Sylvia Park, Lynn Mall and The Base. So that's up strongly, although they were weak comparative periods. But as with Argosy, Kiwi has seen a reduction in the value of its property portfolio. So they reported a net loss of $227 million, and that's due to a negative devaluation of just over $350 million. What's interesting, though, Mike, is that rental growth just doesn't seem to be an issue for these quality listed property vehicles. So they seem to be able to put their rent up. Now, the point I just want to make here, though, is listed property vehicles are the whole sector's trading at a discount to the value of its underlying assets, so the market is expecting further adjustments to the value of their properties. But, Mike, this gap is quite wide, and to illustrate that, in the Kiwiana report, what we call net tangible asset backing of the share, so how much per share are the properties worth, $1.23, but the share price is trading at 90 cents, so there's a fair bit of adjustment of value at the moment built into the share prices already. So share price was unchanged yesterday.
Okay, Infratil we like, don't we?
Yeah, Infratil we like. One of the bigger companies listed on NZX owns infrastructure assets. In recent years, it's sort of changed the focus of the type of assets. Data centres now feature prominently in their assets, as does renewable energy is a theme there as well. They announced their year to 31 March, solid result. Positive guidance for 2024. Most of the results have been pre-announced. They did reveal a lower fee to the manager of their assets, which is Morrison & Co. Market outcome, though, yesterday, market's a little bit cautious of the outlook. The share price was down 3%.
AFT?
Other end of the size scale, smaller company in terms of the NZX, in terms of market cap, enjoyed a nice little pop higher in the share price yesterday, 6.3% gain on the share price. Good increase in profit, announced a maiden dividend, well done there. Revenue growth up 20%.
And I love the salmon. They're loving the salmon. Salmon's so hot at Sanford.
Sanford, yeah. Look, the big announcement from yesterday is that they're exiting their inshore fishing business. So this is a significant change for them. You know, they've sort of always been there. So they're closing down the factory in Wynyard Quarter. That's just behind ASB Northwood there. They're going to sell their vessels. They're leasing out its quota to Moana Fisheries. So it's going to concentrate on, as you say, its salmon business, its mussel business, and offshore fishing. And the market actually liked that because the share price went up 3%.
Who doesn't love salmon? What are the numbers?
Right, the Dow Jones, a big meeting at 5:30 New York time on the debt ceiling. So that's in about 3 hours' time, I think. Yeah. The Dow Jones is down 87 points as we speak, 33,338. That's about a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 is actually up small, 4,197. And the NASDAQ is up just over half a percent, currently trading at 12,728. FTSE 100 overnight gained 14. Closing at 7770. The Nikkei was up 278 points, just under 1%, 31086. Shanghai Composite gained 13, 3296. The ASX 200 yesterday lost 16 points. It's about 0.22%, 7263, the NZX 50. Weak, down 106 points, 0.88%, 11,993. One Kiwi dollar will get you 0.6285 US, 0.9448 Aussie, 0.5809 euro, 0.5052 pounds, 86.99 Japanese yen, gold $1,975.47, and Brent crude $76.28.
Love it. See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.